views expressed on this program are those of the host, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station, staff, or management.
Out in front, making dreams come true, we're out in front.
Your news and information station, KQMS, presents House Talk with Dennis Grotting.
And Meg Grotting with REMAX 5 Star. House Talk is your local guide to real estate in the North State.
Good morning. Welcome to House Talk. I'm Dennis Grotting of REMAX 5 Star, and with me is...
Chrissy Grotting. I just wanted to give you pause for a second.
Well, we were... this is normally the Saturday that Don and Chrissy do the show, and Don's out of town, and so a couple of days ago I told Chrissy, I said, well, I'll be on the show with you. It's okay, yeah. Well, actually, she said maybe, something like that. So anyway, I got here about 5 till, and she walked in the door at 10, which was great, and then she told me...
I walked in at 2 minutes to 10,
yeah,
thank you. I had plenty of time.
I know that.
Ample time.
No, I know that's plenty of time, because Dawn shows up at 5 or 6 after sometimes when Kelly's doing the news, I hear. But
yes.
Anyway... The interesting thing is that she revealed something to me. What was that, Chrissy?
Well, I was having a nice, lazy morning this morning, relaxing. I was making breakfast. I looked at my clock, and it said 9:40, and I looked at the clock, and I thought, oh, my gosh, the radio show's at 10. I was thinking it was at 11. I need to get dressed. I need to go. I totally had a blonde moment. I was thinking all morning long, I didn't have to be anywhere until 11 o'clock, and... Luckily, I caught it at 20 minutes to 10 instead of at 10 o'clock, because then it would have been really late.
Yes, it would have been really late, and our audience would have been had the opportunity to listen to a rerun.
Yes, but I made it. I pulled it off.
You did. You really did. So anyway, it's Chrissy and I get an opportunity to be on the show together maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and I always look forward to it, and... why don't we take our break right now, Chrissy, and then our commercial break, and then we'll get right into the statistics and the market and so on. So this is House Talk with Dennis Grotting and Chrissy Grotting, and we'll be right back.
In many areas, home values have been on the rise, which means you have a new opportunity to take advantage of the equity you've gained. Hi, this is Terry Mays, branch manager of Axio Home Loans here in Reading. If you've been holding off on making some updates to your home or completing a remodel because you don't have the extra cash on hand, the increase in your home's value may allow you to complete the project by using your home's equity. Whether it's a new roof, a kitchen remodel, or a room addition, our Axio Home Loan consultants can help you determine what it takes to complete the project. Act now while interest rates are still low by calling one of our Axio Home Loan consultants at 722-9700 or visit our website at reading.axiohomeloans.com. Axio Home Loans is committed to honest and ethical lending. Call us today at 722-9700.
Terry Mays, CADOC 234504. Axio Home Loans. Registered trade name Axio Financial LLC. NMLS ID number 27830. Reading Branch NMLS number 1100209. Equal housing lender.
It's time for outdoor fun. Weddings, picnics, barbecues, and the list goes on. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Call Big Time Pest Control. Thanks to Big Time Pest Control, you can forget about mosquitoes. Call 242-8830. Do you hear that? Right next to your ear. Do you feel it? Chances are you didn't until you've been bit. Don't let mosquitoes ruin your outdoor fun. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Big Time Pest Control, 242-8830.
Authority Property Management, your dependable, fast-acting, and reliable property management company with over 22 years of experience and 2 licensed real estate brokers.
We can and will manage your residential or commercial property with professionalism, personal attention, and total commitment. That's Authority Property Management, 410-6085.
Authority Property Management, the property management pros, 410-6085. Need to find a new place to call home? We have you covered.
We offer homes and apartments of all sizes. Call Jolene or Aaron, 410-6085. On the web at authoritypm.com. We make renting simple.
Out in front, making dreams come true, we're out in
Welcome
front.
To House Talk with Dennis Grotting and Chrissy Grotting of REMAX 5 Star. You know, it's interesting. I've been selling real estate here in Reading in 1985, and... My wife, Meg, got her license in 1997 and came to work full-time in real estate at that time. In fact, prior to that, she was helping in the office. And then Chrissy started helping in the office in 2000 and decided to get her license in 2001. So I've got a wife that's been licensed for 21 years and a daughter that's been licensed for 17 years and working full-time with me. And right away, I realized the innate ability that women seem to have to be able to listen and understand the needs of clients better than me.
You right. Figured so, out we were smarter than you? Is that what you're saying?
More sensitive. More sensitive. More in tune with what being able to understand what people or what buyers want, particularly the female buyers, because probably at 8 or 9 times out of 10, it's the when a couple is buying a house, the woman is the determining factor of what house they buy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I found that Meg and Chrissy have a really good ability to understand what buyers are looking for, and as a result, Meg does almost all of the showing of buyers' houses, and Chrissy sort of has her own clientele, but all three of us work together, and they both do a really, really stand-up job, a good job with serving our clients.
Thanks, Dad. You do a fair job as well. No.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm the... I'm the third leg in the bench, you know, and I guess if you kicked it out, the stool would top over, you know.
But, not true.
no, that's. But anyway, there are three of us that all work together with our clients, and in every transaction that comes to our office, probably all three of us at least touch it once, and more often than not. Each of the three of us is involved significantly in each transaction. So anyway, but let's talk about statistics. Yeah. The total number of active listings on the market today, I calculated this morning at 924, was 1,002.
Okay.
And there's 477 active or pending listings on the market.
Okay.
So a total of 1,479. So that means that 32% of the transactions are pending sales. Chrissy, any input on that? What do you see happening in the market?
Well, we're in a funny little bubble, I think, in our market right now because due to the fires, I think we're functioning in a market that has a lot more buyers in it than we normally would be seeing right now. Before the fire broke out and we lost all those houses in the home and people lost their homes, we were kind of in a flat market. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I think we were. Yeah,
and we were heading into the winter, into fall and winter, and the market was flat. And when people lost their homes, whether they owned them or rented them, we saw a huge increase in the buyer population and a decrease in the inventory due to people having either lost their homes or sellers who couldn't sell their homes because the market was starting to be flat and decided to turn it into rentals because they knew that they could have an instant income right there because they couldn't sell their home for whatever reason.
I think there's a certain number of people that are just pausing because of this tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some, and so we saw a kind of an increase in sales, I think, at the beginning of September, because you had people who just decided they weren't going to buy. Then you also saw people who decided, well, maybe I'll sell my house now because there's a shortage of homes. So we saw a little bit of an uptick and that set off the off balance of homes that were lost in the fire, because right around when the fire broke out, we were functioning close to 1,100 homes on the market. And then we dropped down to
under 1,000,
but, you know, and so now we've balanced out to just over 1,000 homes on the market now, but that number is constantly changing. So it's hard to tell what the market is doing because I think we're in this bubble that we wouldn't normally be in had the fire not happened. I think if the fire hadn't happened, we would be more in a flat market that we were headed towards.
We had a house that we put on the market in late March, and it was priced right around $400,000, $410,000, and we didn't have an awful lot of activity on it. And we were getting near the end of the listing period, and we went to talk to our client about extending the listing. And at that point, the fire was had been underway for several weeks, you know. And one of the things we said to our client, who was an older lady, we think we're going to.
She was going to wait and think about
extending the listing. And he said, "Well, you know, we ought to extend the time a little bit because I think we're going to probably get some people from the fire." And she said, "Oh," I remember her reaction was, "Oh." Her reaction was sorrow for the fire victims and kind of like, I wouldn't want to take advantage of a fire victim. You know?
Well, and this was like on a Wednesday afternoon, and the listing was set to expire on Monday. So we were ahead of the game trying to, you know, get our stuff done so we weren't behind the eight ball come Monday. And, you know, so as we were leaving that appointment, there was a showing scheduled, and we were walking out the door as the other agent was walking in with the buyers. And sure enough, I mean, the house had been on the market since February. Well,
End of March,
and nothing. I think we'd reduced the price. We had listed it a little bit high because that's where she wanted it, and she didn't want to lower the price. She lowered it a little bit, but, I mean, the price needed to be reduced, and she just didn't want to do it. And so here we are sitting at the end of a six-month listing and no offers, not very many showings. These people come in, and I got a call from the other agent after she had showed it and said, oh, they really love the house. Are there any other offers on it? Because they just got beat out on another house. I think they're going to make a full price offer on the house. I said, great. I said, you'll be just fine. We have no other offers. And sure enough, they came in with a full price offer. And the
buyers had recently lost their home,
yes.
You know. And so, but the reason I brought that up was because of the first reaction of our client was, oh, I wouldn't want to take advantage of a fire victim.
Right.
And we said, you know, well, you know, if that happens, if, you know, it's a free market. People have need for a house.
Right. And they need somewhere to live. And we're going to talk more about what's going on in our market when we come back. You're listening to Chrissy and Dennis Grobbing with RE/MAX 5 Star here at News Talk 105.7.
Hello, this is Dennis Grotting.
This is Meg Grotting.
And this is Chrissy Grotting. Together, we offer you over 50 years in combined experience selling homes in Reading at RE/MAX 5 Star. If you are thinking about listing your home for sale, let us put our experience to work for you.
We are here to answer all of your questions about the local real estate market.
Buy or sell a house from us and use our moving van for free.
Call us today at 224-7170 and check us out on the web at homesreading.com.
It's time for outdoor fun. Weddings, picnics, barbecues, and the list goes on. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Call Big Time Pest Control. Thanks to Big Time Pest Control, you can forget about mosquitoes. Call 242-8830. Do you hear that? Right next to your ear. Do you feel it? Chances are you didn't until you've been bit. Don't let mosquitoes ruin your outdoor fun. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Big Time Pest Control, 242-8830.
When it comes to purchasing a home, low mortgage rates allow buyers to afford more home. Home buyers are becoming discouraged by the competitive real estate market and anxiously watching rates tick up higher. Buying a home is a big deal, and you shouldn't feel rushed by rising mortgage rates, which is why Axial Home Loans created the Lock and Shop program. Lock and Shop allows you to lock in today's low rates for up to 6 months while you shop for your home. With our Lock and Shop program, you can even adjust the rate down if rates dip lower, protecting you from the volatile fluctuation of the market. Act now while interest rates are still low by calling one of our Axio Home Loan consultants for a free pre-approval at 722-9700 or visit our website at reading.axiahomeloans.com. Axio Home Loans is committed to honest and ethical lending. Call us today at 722-9700.
Terry Mays, CADOC 234504. Axia Home Loans. Registered trade name Axia Financial LLC. NMLS ID number 27830. Reading branch NMLS number 1100209. Equal housing lender.
Out in front, making dreams come true. We're out in front.
Welcome back to House Talk. You're listening to Chrissy Grotting and Dennis Grotting with Remax 5 Star. Our number 221-1402. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. And in about 10 minutes, we will be in our open house segment. So if you've got an open house, we'd love to hear about it. You know, we were talking just before the break about people that have lost their homes in the fire and having a need for somewhere to live. And it's caused this interesting dynamic in the market. And what it's caused is we've seen prices go up. We've seen houses go really quickly. Multiple offers situation. We had one client who went to make an offer on a home that had been on the market 6 days, and we were competing. And we found out that they were competing with a fire victim, and their response was, oh, well, we're not going to get the house, you know, because if I were a seller and I had two offers that were essentially the same and one was somebody who was a fire victim and one who wasn't, I would pick the fire victim.
And in this particular case, we understand, we don't know for sure, but we understand from the listing agent that both offers were
identical.
Were identical in price.
Except for the different types of lending.
Yeah,
and the amount that the buyer was putting down.
Our buyer was putting a larger down payment than the other one, and that was the difference.
Yeah, and so, you know, but we all thought, oh, for sure we're not getting this house because, I mean, if it were me and I were sitting and looking at two offers that were essentially the same, I would be more inclined to choose the person who lost their home in the fire just because of I felt bad for them. And, you know, and because of this, we've seen prices increase. And what we've been seeing is, you know, prices are increasing. So we've been seeing sometimes having issues with the appraisals coming in. We had a house listed where I was nervous about the appraisal. I was really nervous. And I had multiple conversations with the seller and I said, we have to be prepared because, we're pushing the market on the price. But I think we're okay because I've got comps to support it. However,
they were tentative.
They weren't in the neighborhood, but they were in adjacent neighborhoods.
Nearby, yeah.
And I just said, you know, let's be prepared in the event that it doesn't appraise. Just trying to prep them so that they weren't shocked when the appraisal came in low. And
if it came in low, yeah.
Well, yeah, and it didn't. It came in at value, and I was really happy with that, you know.
Well, it was a toss-up whether it was going to come in or not, you know, and that gets into the whole subject of appraisals, and that's why we have appraisers on the show from time to time to talk about the marketplace, and we're probably due to have another appraiser come in here sometime in the next month or two just to talk about what's going on in the marketplace. So what else is on your mind this morning, Chrissy, about real estate? How's that for you?
That was smooth, Dad. Real smooth. You know, I think a lot of people have made the comment of, oh, I should take advantage of the market and sell my house, which is great because, you know, we do have a shortage of homes on the market. The flip side of that being you better know where you're going because with inventory being low, it's hard to find a replacement property if you're planning on staying in the area because there's just not a ton of inventory out there.
Yes, and that puts you in a disadvantaged position if you're saying, well, I'm going to buy your house subject to selling my house because there'll be other buyers. The majority of buyers aren't going to be in a contingent situation like that. So you almost have to put your house on the market, get it into as a pending sale, and then make an offer subject to the close of escrow, which is still not as strong.
And hope that there's something suitable that you want to purchase, because sometimes people have done that and then not had a place to go. So,
and one of the one of the situations that we've had recently is we have a buyer and his family that we're going to be relocating back to Reading next summer from out of the area. And we were having a dialogue with them and said, well, you know,
The buyer instigated that. The buyer was nervous because they were aware of the situation of what was going on in Reading, and they were watching the market and seeing prices go up, and they were aware of interest rates going up, and they decided that they would rather purchase now than wait until next summer, because none of us have a crystal ball to see what the prices for next summer are going to be. But their thinking was, I'm comfortable with the prices now and the interest rate now and what my payment would be at what I can purchase now, as to what I don't know what next summer will bring, because it could be higher and then I won't be able to buy what I need to buy.
Yeah, so, and that brings me back to this topic. One of the things that we do when we talk with clients who are either thinking of buying or selling is we have a consultation with them.
Right, and one of the things that I know we've all used with our clients is we're working on your time frame, not ours.
Right.
You know, because it's not my situation. We're just trying to facilitate the sale. So if you're going to buy now, that's great. If that happens 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, I've had some clients for 5 years that took 5 years because their situation kept changing, and that's okay. You know, it's not. I'm not in a rush to sell you a house. I would love to sell you a house, but if it's not right, it's not right.
I had a client a number of years ago. I had sold them a house in the early 2000s, a brand new house, and they came to me a couple of three years later and said, you know, we've got a pool there in the house, you know, we put that in, but I need a shop, and I think I'm going to put the house up for sale and buy another place. And then I had that conversation. I talked with them and I said, well, you know, you can build a shop. And basically, I talked them out of putting their house on the market because I thought it was the right thing to do.
Right.
Okay. This is House Talk with Dennis and Chrissy Grotting, a REMAX 5-star. To join the show, the number is 221-1402, and we'll be back after the news.
Hi, I'm Jeff Thompson from We Move It. We're a full-service moving company, both residential and commercial. We'll even move your spa. We have expanded our service to also offer full-service delivery and junk removal. At We Move It, we believe in providing superior customer service for a reasonable price. We strive to provide safe, reliable, and professional service. Give me a call for a free no-obligation estimate at 941-6658. That number again is 941-6658. We Move It. We want to earn your business, and we will prove it one customer at a time.
Are you in the market to buy a home? Have you wondered what will happen after you close escrow?
Did I get my dream home, or did I buy my worst nightmare?
Hello, everyone. This is Inspector Bill with Phillips Home Inspection, and I understand the pressure of trying to make the right home buying decision. I'm here to help you identify and address problems so there's no surprises later. Feel like you're in a buying bind? Call Phillips Home Inspection for your peace of mind. 510-2383. That's 510-2383.
Hello, this is Dennis Grotting.
This is Meg Grotting.
And this is Chrissy Grotting. Together, we offer you over 50 years in combined experience selling homes in Reading at REMAX 5 Star. If you are thinking about listing your home for sale, let us put our experience to work for you.
We are here to answer all of your questions about the local real estate market.
Buy or sell a house from us and use our moving van for free.
Call us today at 224-7170 and check us out on the web at homesreading.com.
Authority Property Management, your dependable, fast-acting, and reliable property management company with over 22 years of experience and 2 licensed real estate brokers.
We can and will manage your residential or commercial property with professionalism, personal attention, and total commitment. That's Authority Property Management, 410-6085.
Authority Property Management, the property management pros, 410-6085. Need to find a new place to call home? We have you covered.
We offer homes and apartments of all sizes. Call Jolene or Aaron, 410-6085. On the web at authoritypm.com. We make renting simple.
Out in front, making dreams come true. We're out in front.
Welcome back to House Talk. You're listening to Chrissy Grotting and Dennis Grotting with Remax 5 Star. Our number, 221-1402. If you have any questions or comments, or if you're having an open house this weekend, feel free to give us a call. Speaking of which,
I'm having an open house.
I was going to say, are we talking about it, or is Mom calling in about it?
No, we're going to talk about it. She's free to call in if she'd like. But I got a text from her. We're having the open house from 11:30 to 1:30, and she's at home, and she sent me a text at 10 o'clock, and she says, "Do you know where my radio is?" So I don't know if she's listening to the show
or
not.
She probably is. That's funny.
I'm not sure what we did with the radio. So,
but the house that they're having open is this great little house. It's
not so little. It's almost 1,400 square feet.
You're right. It's not so little, but it's a great house. The home has been completely renovated. Like, it's a brand new house on the inside.
I did.
It's got a whole brand new kitchen, all new flooring throughout the whole house. Both bathrooms have been completely gutted and renovated.
And when they renovated the master bath, they actually enlarged it, and you have a shower in there that you'd a large shower that you'd expect to see in a 2,000 square foot home that was built in the last 5 years.
Yeah, this home was located in a neighborhood that before these people had bought the house, I'd never been on this street before, and they bought the house 5 years ago. It's a little pocket neighborhood, I guess.
It's called the Astronaut Track.
It is. Well, I don't think that's technically the name of the neighborhood,
but that's the term that the agents used when it was put in, because there are three streets, and their names are.
Yeah,
Carpenter, Grissom, and what's the other one?
Shepherd.
Which are the names of three astronauts that
Correct.
Were prominent in the early 60s in the program that was designed to land on the moon.
Correct. And so this house, it's on a cul-de-sac. It's the last house. It's the last street in the subdivision. And you can walk. It's right around the corner from Mistletoe School.
And, you know, and there, I pulled the plat map on it, and there's several of the houses that, a couple of three houses at front on Mistletoe, but not counting those, just the ones on Carpenter and Shepherd and Grissom, there's 23 houses.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a very small neighborhood.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when you run the multiple listing statistics on Grissom Court, there's only been one sale, and that was when these people bought it 4 years ago in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the great things about this house that you don't find in very many neighborhoods is you can drive through the garage to the backyard. So it's got a 2-car attached garage. Granted, it was a garage that was built in 1964, so it's not your standard garage size that you would have now, because they tend to be a little bit bigger because cars are bigger. However, it's a 2-car garage, and you can pull through to the backyard. So it's a great house. It's got all new windows. It really has been completely renovated and updated. And if you're looking for something that's under $300, it's listed for $269.9. It's turnkey, ready to go, move-in ready. Go do yourself a favor and check this house out today from 11:30 to 1:30. You get there off of Mistletoe to Carpenter to Grissom, and Dennis and Meg will be there from 11:30 to 1:30
today.
And
it's the only street that goes to the south between Mistletoe School and Churn Creek Road. So if you get over there on Mistletoe Drive, either coming west on Victor or east from Churn Creek, you'll see our open house signs, and we'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30, and look forward to having you come by.
Yep, and we've got Miss Terry Mays on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Chrissy and Dennis.
So
how's it going?
So, Terry, are you on the golf course today?
No.
Today would be a good day to golf.
That's what happened last week.
I'm so sorry about cutting you short last weekend. It was like my turn, and I was in the middle of a tournament, and I'm like, sorry, I got to go.
One of the things you, when we asked you about the market last week, you said, you indicated, I think, that you were having, on some of your loans, are having a little trouble with appraisals. Is that correct?
Well, you know, we're kind of in that period of time now where people are willing to pay a little more for houses, and our past sales that would be used for comparables for an appraisal may or may not support that. So, yeah, it's sometimes when we get in this period of time, that happens, you know, and it just depends. I mean, a lot of times, again, in a crisis time where we're short of houses and people are willing to pay a little more and they're competing, the appraisal may not come in at value. And then there's the issue of, okay, do we come in with more money, you know, to try to keep the loan to value at 80%, which is sometimes something people want to do. So sometimes we see people compromise where the seller and the buyer kind of meet halfway, but that's definitely a period where we have to possibly renegotiate.
Are you losing some transactions because of it?
We have not. In the case of that happening, usually we can work things out. But it's, you know, it can be a challenge at times.
So are you able to, and Terry, we want to talk to you a little bit more. We're going to have to take a commercial break here shortly, but let me ask you one question, then we'll go to a commercial break, and then we'll continue our conversation. And then maybe my question, you can think it over while we're doing the commercial break. But the question, you know, the thing I'd like to talk about is, so if you have a difference in the appraised price and the purchase price of, say, $10,000 or $15,000, what is the process of challenging the appraisal and getting it changed? And so I'll let you chew on that a little bit. And this is House Talk with Dennis and Chrissy Grotting, and we'll be right back.
Areas, home values have been on the rise, which means you have a new opportunity to take advantage of the equity you've gained. Hi, this is Terry Mays, branch manager of Axia Home Loans here in Reading. If you've been holding off on making some updates to your home or completing a remodel because you don't have the extra cash on hand, the increase in your home's value may allow you to complete the project by using your home's equity. Whether it's a new roof, a kitchen remodel, or a room addition, our Axia Home Loan consultants can help you determine what it takes to complete the project. Act now while interest rates are still low by calling one of our Axia Home Loan consultants at 722-9700 or visit our website at reading.axiahomeloans.com. Axia Home Loans is committed to honest and ethical lending. Call us today at 722-9700.
Terry Mays, CADOC 234504. Axia Home Loans. Registered trade name Axia Financial LLC. NMLS ID number 27830. Reading Branch, NMLS number 1100209. Equal housing lender.
Does your hearth have heart? Hello, this is Rusty Savard from Rainbow Hearth and Home. Why is hearth and heart spelled so similar? Think about it. Hearth has heart built right into it with a little H on the end of it. This isn't by accident. That little H represents a whole lot. It means home, happiness, and hospitality, and so much more. Who knew, right? We all have memories of sitting at home by the fire with that feeling of pure contentment, but now your hearth is lacking whatever it was that made those times so special. Let Rainbow Hearth and Home help you recreate those memories from your hearth with an efficient and beautiful fireplace from Cozy Heat, Mendota, or Heat and Glow. We have so many models to choose from. Freestanding or fireplace inserts in wood, gas, or pellet too, with many burning displays to see and feel what would make your hearth happy. Rainbow Hearth and Home. Call 223-6833 or look us up on the web at rainbowstoves.com.
Out in front. Making dreams come true, we're out in front.
Welcome back to House Talk. You're listening to Chrissy Grotting and Dennis Grotting with Remax 5-star, our number 221-1402. And we've got Terry on the line continuing our conversation with Terry. And
Terry, I hope that wasn't the throw you under the bus question.
Oh, no, it's all good.
So have you had any situations recently where you've actually gone back to the appraiser and challenged the appraisal and provided additional comps and so on?
Well, we can certainly do that. But, again, sometimes those comps are not available. So, you know, if the comps are available, we can go back and challenge the appraiser. If they are not, you know, usually the option is to possibly lower the price, or possibly buyer and seller meeting halfway, which means the buyer would have to come in with some additional down payment. So it kind of depends on the buyer and seller's, you know, situation and what each party can do.
So what you're saying is pretty much is the appraisal is the rule of law, period, huh?
Well, as you know, it certainly can be. And it is difficult to challenge appraisals because with the sales approach, the sales approach is based on comparable sales within the last 6 to 12 months. So when you don't have those past sales to support the current, you know, higher sale values, it's definitely can be a little bit of a challenge.
So it takes it takes some time for this to come about because if you've got sales where the buyer and seller end up agreeing to a price higher than the appraised value, whether it's at the contract value or someplace in between, then those become comparable sales that the appraiser can use the next time around, and that's how prices go up, I guess, huh?
Exactly. That helps. But it's when we don't have the history, you know, behind the higher sales that we have a problem.
Right. So how are interest rates holding up?
Interest rates are still very good, as you know. They're not at their historic lows, but definitely great interest rates and a great time still to buy a home. Okay. If you can find one. Right?
Right. There are some good ones out there, but yes.
Okay. Well, Terry, is there anything more you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, we always offer free mortgage calls. Consultations, and that's for either pre-approval or for refinancing. And you can reach us at 722-9700 or apply right online at reading.axia. That's axiahomeloans.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry, and you have a good weekend.
You guys, too. Thanks so much.
Okay. Christy, I remember a time when you were just getting ready to take your license. You became a real estate agent in, well, August of 2001.
September. Well, I took the test in August, but that was back in the day when you had to physically wait for the license to appear in the mail to get it. So technically, it was I took the test in August, but I didn't get my actual license till September. So it's September.
Well, it was about that time. Meg was working with a client from Oregon, and they were wanting to buy a house, and they had retired in Oregon a number of years ago, and they had a daughter that lived in the Bay Area. And so they were selling their house in Oregon, and they wanted to buy a house in Redding because it would be a four-hour drive to visit their daughter and her family rather than 8 hours from Bend. And so Meg showed them houses, and they ended up writing an offer on the property up in Quail Ridge, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,350 square feet. And the contract was $122,500, and the appraiser came in at $119,000, a typical example of what we were talking about with Terry. And in that circumstance, the buyer said, "I don't care what the appraiser said. I know what's available on the market. I know, I've seen all the, you know, Meg has shown me everything that's out there. It's worth $122,500, and he paid the extra and got a loan on it." Well, interestingly enough, 3 months later in September, in fact, I remember it was on September 11th, 2001, the day of the 9/11. It was a day or two after that he called, and he said, "Dennis, I
have to sell my house. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I wonder why. He said, well, he said, my daughter's moving to Kansas. And so he was going to follow her back to Kansas. So we listed that house for $135,000. And we put it on the market in late September. It closed the end of October, 1st of November, for $135,000. And it appraised for $135,000.
That's great.
And if you take a look at the statistics, you'll see that that was the beginning of that big run-up in prices that lasted from 2001 all the way into 2006 and 2007. And so that's an example of what can happen. And, of course, you can't predict the future.
Right.
Just like we can't predict what values are going to be next summer.
Right. You wish I would be a millionaire if I could.
Yeah, well, it doesn't
I wish I had that superpower.
It doesn't work that way, you know? Kind of reminds me of the of that, what was that, Back in the Future movie, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Where
Biff, he found the playbook.
He found the playbook, you know?
That
and
was
it was
the second one.
By this, you know, and then poor old Biff ended up waxing the guy's car, you know?
Yeah. 20
years.
That's funny.
So, anyway.
You know, before we go to our last break, we do have a new listing coming up this week that's going to be on the market, I believe, on Tuesday. It's listed for $359,900. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house with just under 1,900 square feet. I believe it's 1,860 is the square footage on it.
It has a large triple garage.
Triple-car garage. It's got a great backyard, a huge backyard with a nice play structure. I think it's on almost four-tenths of an acre. It's 0.38, I believe. And it's got a fire pit in the backyard. He built this great palapa back there. And
a great what?
It's called a palapa.
Is that Hawaiian?
I don't know, but it's just a nice area to go and hang out and relax and get some shade.
In California, we call that a barbecue or a fire pit, right? Is that?
I'm going to Google it at break, and I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Is that the fire pit you just talked about?
No, it's not. And then I'll look it up. And then it also has owned solar. So you have your utility bill that just has your garbage and sewer and water on it.
And that is an interesting topic, solar. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you in the market to buy a home? Have you wondered what will happen after you close escrow?
Did I get my dream home or did I buy my worst nightmare?
Hello, everyone. This is Inspector Bill with Phillips Home Inspection, and I understand the pressure of trying to make the right home buying decision. I'm here to help you identify and address problems so there's no surprises later. Feel like you're in a buying bind? Call Phillips Home Inspection for your peace of mind. 510-2383. That's 510-2383.
When it comes to purchasing a home, low mortgage rates allow buyers to afford more home. Home buyers are becoming discouraged by the competitive real estate market and anxiously watching rates tick up higher. Buying a home is a big deal, and you shouldn't feel rushed by rising mortgage rates, which is why Axia Home Loans created the Lock and Shop program. Lock and Shop allows you to lock in today's low rates for up to 6 months while you shop for your home. With our Lock and Shop program, you can even adjust the rate down if rates dip lower, protecting you from the volatile fluctuation of the market. Act now while interest rates are still low by calling one of our Axia Home Loan consultants for a free pre-approval at 722-9700 or visit our website at reading.axiahomeloans.com. Axia Home Loans is committed to honest and ethical lending. Call us today at 722-9700.
Terry Mays, CADOC 234504. Axia Home Loans. Registered trade name Axia Financial LLC. NMLS ID number 27830. Reading branch NMLS number 1100209. Equal housing lender.
Does your hearth have heart? Hello, this is Rusty Savard from Rainbow Hearth and Home. Why is hearth and heart spelled so similar? Think about it. Hearth has heart built right into it with a little H on the end of it. This isn't by accident. That little H represents a whole lot. It means home, happiness, and hospitality, and so much more. Who knew, right? We all have memories of sitting at home by the fire with that feeling of pure contentment, but now your hearth is lacking whatever it was that made those times so special. Let Rainbow Hearth and Home help you recreate those memories from your hearth with an efficient and beautiful fireplace from Cozy Heat, Mendota, or Heat and Glow. We have so many models to choose from. Freestanding or fireplace inserts in wood, gas, or pellet too, with many burning displays to see and feel what would make your hearth happy. Rainbow Hearth and Home. Call 223-6833 or look us up on the web at rainbowstoves.com.
It's time for outdoor fun. Weddings, picnics, barbecues, and the list goes on. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Call Big Time Pest Control. Thanks to Big Time Pest Control, you can forget about mosquitoes. Call 242-8830. Do you hear that? Right next to your ear. Do you feel it? Chances are you didn't until you've been bit. Don't let mosquitoes ruin your outdoor fun. Ditch the mosquitoes and call the pros. Big Time Pest Control, 242-8830.
Out in front, making dreams come true, we're out in front.
Welcome back to the final segment of House Talk with Dennis Grotting and Chrissy Grotting of RE/MAX 5 Star. If you buy or sell a house from us, you can
use our moving truck for free.
That's exactly right.
And if you're interested in checking out that house we were just talking about before the break, that's listed for $359,900, a three-bedroom, two-bath house with owned solar. You can call one of us. You can reach me at 209-9545. That's going to be on the market on Tuesday. So it'll be available as of Tuesday. So we... Go ahead.
And, you know, the jury is still out on value of solar, what it adds to a house. Sometimes the appraisers say it doesn't add anything to it or only a small amount, but it sort of makes reason stare when you think about it. Somebody spends $25,000, $30,000 on the solar, and they think automatically that the house goes up that amount.
Right. It's kind of like when you put a pool in.
Yeah, except that in this particular case, if somebody's normally paying an average of $350 a month or say $300 a month for solar or for electricity, and when they end up doing the true-up after the year, maybe they pay less than $100 a month.
Right.
So they save at least $200 a month on solar. You know, that's $2,400. There's value in that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that goes on for a long time. And so with the... California legislature now requiring homes being built from 2020 on being having at least some solar, that's going to change the dynamics of the market.
Absolutely, yeah. And the biggest thing that we've been running into with homes with solar is the homes that have leased solar and not owned solar. So this house that we've listed has, it's owned by the seller, but where we've had issues is with the leased solar, because people a lot of times aren't interested in taking over the lease, because then they take over that lease payment, whatever it is, a couple hundred bucks a month or whatever it is that they're going to now be responsible for. Yeah. And so a lot of times they're just not interested in that, and so then it can pose a problem.
Yeah, and they truthfully make the point, well, this doesn't add any value because, yes, I'm saving on electricity, but I'm paying for it on the lease payment, or even taking over the contract if they're buying it directly from the power company or the solar company. So,
yeah. So solar can be a hot topic.
So if it's just like it's very similar to if you're buying a home that has a pool. That's better than buying a home and spending $45,000 or $50,000 on a pool. And the same applies with solar. You'd be better off to buy a home that had paid for solar.
Owned solar.
Owned solar, that's right.
Yeah, and it's not as common to find homes with owned solar than leased. It's more common that you find a home for sale with leased solar on it. So that's why this house is so nice that it's already owned, because they have a lien on it. But when they sell the house, that'll be paid off by the seller. So the new owner will take advantage of the seller installing and paying for that solar on the house.
We have another home for sale that has owned solar. It's on almost 10 acres in South Cottonwood off of Hooker Creek Road, at the south end of Hooker Creek Road,
2,100 square feet, I think, of a detached shop and
a pool.
And pool and own solar for $399. And so, and then that's in a PG&E area.
Yeah.
Which you know, it says PG&E electricity rates are 20-25% higher than City of Reading.
Yeah.
It's that's a really a real advantage. And so, if you're interested in taking a look at a house in a private setting with a pool for $399, that's got a shop as well as own solar and a pool, give us a call.
Yep.
You
and
give me a call at 209-1650, or you can go to our website, homesreading.com, and see that home presented on there.
We also have another great listing down in the Riverbend subdivision in town that's 4-bedroom, 2-bath with an in-ground heated pool listed for $384.5. I couldn't remember.
Meg, you know.
I know. I pulled the mom. Sorry. $384.5. And it's just under 2,000 square feet. The kitchen was completely remodeled 2 years ago, as was the master bath. It's ready to go. It's great house. The pool is fantastic in the backyard.
And it's a Pebbletech pool.
Pebbletech pool, yep. So if you're interested in checking that one out, you can give me a call at 209-9545. And don't forget to check out that house at 1020 Grissom Court today from 11:30 to 1:30. You get there by going to Mistletoe and turning onto Carpenter, and then Carpenter runs right into Grissom Court. It's a cul-de-sac, completely renovated home, top to bottom, and listed for $269.9.
And it's really easy to find. It's the only street going to the south off of Mistletoe between Mistletoe School and Churn Creek Road.
Yep, sure is. Well, hope to see you there and have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to House Talk.